Hello, my fellow office warriors, and welcome to Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart, where HR and management meet snark, sass, and a treasure trove of unforgettable tales. We'll dive deep into the wild world of human resources and management like never before. We unwrap the juiciest HR and management stories, tackling the real, the ridiculous, and the utterly outrageous. From hiring horror stories to office romance debacles, we spill the tea on everything HR and management related, all while sharing practical tips and tricks for navigating the corporate maze. Dear HR Diary is the unfiltered truth you wish they taught in management school. We prove that behind every HR policy is a story waiting to be told and solutions to be created. Stay tuned for a roller coaster ride through the thrilling, sometimes baffling, world of HR and management, served with a generous dose of humor and heart. Hello, my office workplace warriors, and welcome back to another episode of Dear HR Diary, the unfiltered truth you wish they taught you in management school. And I am by myself today, which is totally fine because sometimes I feel like I talk to myself. Well, more often than not, I feel like I talk to myself, but I wanted to hop on here today and talk a little bit about these fantastic cards. They're called Pander Questions to Manage People, Coach, Engage, and Retain the Right Employees. And they're these great cards. You can get them at candidculture.com/CQ. I am not sponsored. I just found these cards. They have all kinds of different cards for leadership, cards for management, cards for customer service. It's some great stuff that you can pick up. And it's basically, it comes to you by the author of How to Say Anything to Anyone. These are using candor questions to manage people. Now, I pulled out a couple of these cards because I thought it might be fun if I asked the question and maybe answered them kind of how I would answer them as a manager. And or an employee, right? So these are questions that you can pull out if you're like, I'm stumped, I'm having a one-on-one, I don't know what to talk to my employees about. Maybe you've had a long week. Maybe you're like, Bobby has no social skills, or Katie is boring, or whatever goes through your brain that you sometimes don't think these one-on-ones are important. Guess what? They are. And asking these questions will really help engage and retain your employees. You know why? Because your employees are going to feel like you care about them. And you really want your employees to feel like you give a crap. Because again, if you've tuned into my podcast for any amount of time, you obviously can tell that I talk a lot about engaging your employees. They want to feel a connection to the organization. There's study after study after study out there, and you can go out and do all the Google Scholar research that you want that says the number one reason that people leave organizations, quite frankly, is because you're an asshole. No, I'm just kidding. You're the manager that people are leaving. Don't be that manager. Don't be the jerk that you keep your head stuck in the sand and you don't pay attention to your place. Yes, I'm talking to you. Or maybe you're like looking at the mirror and you're like, is this person really talking to me? Or what? What? How does this person get off talking to me this way? Well, I'm telling you the truth that probably other people won't tell you because they're scared of you. So I'm going to give you a couple questions that I'm going to ask, and then I'll pretend to be an employee. So first I'll be a manager, and then I will be, who can I be today? I'll be, what name have I always wanted to be? I've always wanted to be a Tiffany. Shout out to all my Tiffanys out there. So today I will be Tiffany the Terrible. No, I'll be Tiffany. Okay. Hi, Tiffany. I'm so glad you came in. I would love to, just spend a couple minutes chatting. But first, before we talk about performance this week and how you feel like you've done in projects, I just have a question that I wanted to ask that I thought might be fun. So bear with me just a second. So the question is, what have you learned in the past 6 months about the organization? And what have you learned in the past 6 months about yourself? So Tiffany sits back. She thinks about some great stuff that she's learned about the organization in the past 6 months. Well, I figured out where the bathrooms are. I figured out the best bathroom to go to poop in. Okay, don't tell me you all don't have that bathroom, because I know it exists out there. There are people that go to the quiet bathroom to poop. And I know y'all are shaking your head at me. You're like, what podcast did you tune in today? So, Tiffany, back to her. Okay, so I've learned the best bathroom to poop in. I've also learned that Mike doesn't always like to work. He leaves his work behind and everyone has to do it. And I've also learned that I need more Excel skills. Okay, so maybe we've got some great stuff out of this, right? So she learned about the organization, but she just gave you a little nugget. Well, she gave you two nuggets if you really tune in and listen. Ignoring the poop nugget, no pun intended there. She told you that she feels like Mike doesn't always carry his load and he leaves the work behind. So something for you to think about is, now you've learned that maybe you need to take a look at what Mike's doing. This is, again, this is Tiffany's perception of the question that you just asked her. And then, of course, she said she'd like more Excel training. So, wow, that's a low-hanging fruit there. That's something that you easily can grab and say, hey, we got an Excel class I can get you involved in. So you've already connected with Tiffany when you're saying, thank you for the insight into Mike. I appreciate you being candid about that. As well as, I know we have an Excel class that I can put you in, Tiffany. Would you be open to taking one of those classes? To which Tiffany was like, ooh. Okay, and then this is a two-part question, right? So I asked, what have you learned in the past six months about yourself? So Tiffany now comes back and says, I feel like I've learned how to juggle 1,000 projects because everything changes, or as soon as the system updates, we have to go back and redo everything. To which you're like, oh, she's learned how to become more organized, but it sounds like there is a lot on her plate. So you're asking these candid questions to get to know your employee and to help you identify good things and opportunities to improve. So while you might think that this is a silly, cheesy question, and I could see some of you shaking your head right now, just know you're asking this with the hope to get something out of it. So you're asking out of curiosity. So you're hoping to learn more about Tiffany and what Tiffany is finding important to herself and within the organization. Okay, here's another silly one. When is your birthday? And how do you feel about us recognizing it? Let me tell you a story. I worked in an organization and there was an employee that was of the religion that didn't celebrate their birthdays. And every month I sent out an email because I had the birthdays. Now, I didn't put the years on there. No one needed to know how old people were. But I would send out this email that basically was like, happy birthday to Dave, to Jennifer, to Cicely, to Rebecca, and it would have their birthday on it. And everyone would get so excited and they'd go by that person's deck. So everyone would get super excited about celebrating birthdays. Well, this employee had a religious exemption, if you will, and didn't celebrate his birthday. So by not recognizing that, I caused an incredible disconnect and the employee became very disengaged, if you will, because people didn't recognize his birthday. Now he's embarrassed because he's like, I don't recognize my birthday. So again, making sure that you're being conscientious and identifying these cues as something as little as someone's birthday. Now, other story, I'm the person that sends out all the birthday stuff and I celebrate everybody else's birthday, but no one celebrated mine. Womp, 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 womp. Yeah, I feel really sorry for myself. I really couldn't give a crap. However, this person that generally puts up the banners and all the, you know, birthday cakes and cookies and all that kind of stuff felt really bad. So again, if you're going to do it for one, make sure that you're doing it for all. So in this situation with this employee that didn't like their birthday celebrated, I just left them off the birthday list the following year. So they didn't feel like they were being targeted. And I felt better doing that because the employee came to me and said, hey, please make sure that you don't recognize my birthday or don't bring my birthday up on the birthday list. So making sure to identify that and be very conscientious of that, because something as small as that can really cause an employee to be upset. Okay, last question for the podcast. It's going to be a short podcast today. What are three things that will keep you with this organization? Three things. Now, it could be anywhere. It could be the bathroom where you go to poop. And then the other one is, what's one thing that would make you leave? Okay. Again, asking these questions. What are three things that will keep you with this organization? Why am I asking that question? Why am I asking that question to an employee? Because I want to know why the employee comes to work every day. So if the employee's like, well, you got a pretty good benefits package. I like working indoors. I don't have to be outside when it's snowing or raining, or in the case of Oklahoma, a tornado. And I like my coworkers. Great. That's awesome. Okay. So you can continue to provide great benefits. Maybe just find out what benefits they like the best. Maybe this person just had a baby and they were able to add the baby to the benefits really quickly, and that was important. Maybe the employee really enjoyed the company picnic and they saw that as a benefit. So it's really, if someone says, well, I like the benefits. Okay, what is it about the benefits that you like? That's a very vague statement. I just like the benefit. I like the fact I work indoors and I don't have to be outside. That's pretty specific. You know that they don't want to work outdoors. So again, little note, probably don't want to do one of those tree climbing. What are those? Those retreats, those ropes courses. Person obviously doesn't like to be outside. So maybe not do a ropes course with this person invited. And then the other one is that they like their coworkers. So what are some things that you could help this employee continue to build that bond with their coworkers? Again, maybe not a ropes course. Maybe you do a basketball game or go bowling or something that's indoors so that they feel like, hey, my manager really listened to me and really took note of what I had to say. And not only that, but they're doing cool stuff that I mentioned or I thought would be neat. And then this one is that, what's one thing that would make you leave? I think that question is interesting. I also think that's the question that you could use anytime, particularly maybe 6 months after someone started. You want to get ahead of this one. This isn't a question that you would use in an exit interview. And I know some of you are like, duh, why would I use that in an exit interview? But I think it's important to note why someone might leave. Maybe they feel like they got passed over for a promotion. Maybe they feel like they don't have the learning opportunity that they thought they were going to have. Maybe they're being bullied in the workplace. Maybe they don't get along with their pod mate or their cubicle mate. Maybe they feel like the snacks in the break room suck. Again, asking that question is really showing to your employee that you want to be engaged and connected with your employees. If it's something simple that you can fix to help the employee, why not do it? I would love to be able to give all employees a 10% salary increase. That doesn't happen, unfortunately. But how can I help this employee grow? And how can I help this employee be in a position so that maybe when they have the opportunity to get promoted or move to a different role or take on a project, or have the ability to be qualified for a bonus, why would I not look for opportunities to help engage that employee so they're not leaving my organization? Again, just some simple questions. If you have the opportunity to go check out candidculture.com, I highly encourage you to do it. There's some great stuff out there. Again, not sponsored. This is just a tool that I use. There's a book out there called How to Say Anything to Anyone. Fantastic book. If you are an employee, if you work in HR, if you are a manager, great book to check out or to read or to, you know, throw up on your Audible book if you're walking around the block. And then the cards that I've actually pulled that I have three sets of them. I have the How to Manage People, I have one for team building, and then I have one for sales and customer service. And they all have great questions in them. I think the next series I'll probably check out or buy, or the one for leadership, maybe on relationship building at work, because I think all of those are critical. And I think it gives you, if you are terrible at starting conversations, maybe you're an introvert, maybe you don't understand why I keep telling you that you need to talk to your employees, you don't understand the point, these cards help you do that. And again, I think it's important that we begin to have these conversations with our employees, because it actually makes a difference. And why would you not want to make a difference in your employees' life? It improves their performance, and therefore it improves the company's performance, and you have engaged employees, and that makes your HR department happy, as well as your senior leaders. So that's it today for Dear HR Diary podcast. Short, sweet, simple tools. I wanted to hop on and give you tools, questions, whatever you want to use them for. Thanks for tuning in to Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart. As always, love it when people connect with us on the socials. You can check Dawn Hart out at managewithheart.com, H-A-R-T, is my website. Please feel free to drop some comments in the podcast. We drop some questions. Give me some hard ones. Are there some candor questions that you use when you're working on connecting with your employees? Or what are some ways that you've seen be successful when you're having to ask some of these candid questions to develop candor with your team? Again, thanks for listening and stay fabulous. Well, my fellow office warriors, that's a wrap for today's episode of Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart. It's the unfiltered truth you wish they'd taught in management school. We hope you enjoyed this roller coaster ride through the intriguing realms of HR and management, complete with snark, sass, and a whole lot of heart. HR and management isn't just about policies and procedures. It's about people, passions, and the occasional workplace shenanigans. Got some interesting HR stories to share or a burning management question? Reach out. We love hearing from you. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps keep the snark alive and the stories flowing. For more information or to book a consultation with me, go to managewithheart.com. Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart is signing off. Until next time, stay fabulous and sassy, my fellow workplace warriors.